This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
Okay, this is Marvin with XVO. I have a technician calling in. He's going to be unable to complete the install today. Let me give you the FMS number.
Perfect. Go ahead.
Okay, it's going to be 708-44-333.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. Give me a few moments to pull up the order here.
Okay.
All right. And if I can have you please confirm the customer's name and the address on that order.
Okay. The name is Linda Moore. Mm-hmm. The address is 11437 Industrial Parkway. Mm-hmm. It's in Marysville, Ohio. 43040, and the phone number is 937-510-4248.
All right. Thank you so much for that information there. All right. And how may I assist you with the order today?
Okay. The tech was going out there to do the install of the OTR.
Okay.
He was unable to do the install of the OTR because the customer doesn't have an outlet in the cabinet, so he's bringing the unit back along with the other items that he brought out there because they were already there. Mm-hmm. They had already been delivered, and I believe the customer's kitchen is not ready.
Understood. Okay, let me take a look and see what else. So there, that show's completed. Let me see. So looking at the order, it looks like all lines have been completed, which means that the unit was dropped off.
Yes.
So is that not correct? You say that the team is...
They were already... Whatever happened...
They're already.
He brought the units out, but they were already there. Already.
Okay.
So, he's bringing those items back along with the OTR that he couldn't install.
Okay, let me take a look here. Yeah, for today, I only show that it was a drop-off of an OTR, and I show the range, power cord, and the installs. But as far as, like, the stove, the dishwasher, and the laundry center, that shows delivered. Like, everything on the order shows delivered.
They were delivered earlier. They were already there.
Okay.
He brought those items out, but he's bringing the ones that he brought out, he's bringing those back. What I'm saying is the customer already had items delivered earlier.
Mm-hmm. And are they the same units you're saying?
The same items. Is this that the items he was bringing out were already there.
Hmm.
So they was delivered earlier.
Your driver Jose, or is your driver Derek Samuels?
Well, I'm the name he gave me is Tony.
Tony. Let me see.
What I'm saying is that they had been, the appliances had been delivered earlier.
Okay.
I don't know when they were delivered, but they were already delivered. The items that he was bringing out, it would be a duplicate, so he was not going to leave them there because
that's what I'm confused on. Yeah. Well, I'm just not sure why he would have been released if because a show install is only scheduled for services. I don't show installs was scheduled for product to be delivered. So they should have only gone out to the customer's home to complete services as far as the installations. I don't show installs as having product with them. So that's where I was a little bit confused as to
yes.
why he arrived with product.
He didn't. I don't know. What you may want to get a customer call, because I didn't call a customer. Because
okay.
I know that you all usually call the customer.
Correct. Yeah, yeah. I just want to make sure, yeah, we're on the same page as far as what product was taken out or, okay.
The only thing he was scheduled to do was the OTR. He brought the OTR out to install that. He delivered the OTR to install, but he was unable to install the OTR because the customer doesn't have outlets in their cabinets.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll go ahead and reach out to the customer just to kind of confirm everything with them, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay, thank
okay,
you.
No problem. thank you so much for holding there. I apologize for the delay.
That's all right.
Provide you a case ID. I wasn't able to speak to the customer there, but just off of photos, it looks like, yeah, everything was just dropped off. I did go ahead and provide a callback number so the customer can give us a call back here.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So case ID will be 283-807-590.
Okay, 283-807-590.
That's correct.
Okay, and what's your name again?
Yes, my name is Susie. S-U-Z-Y.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Susie. You have a nice evening.
So not a problem. You as well. Take care.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey.